and Ryan, and we know that you're dying to hear what we have to say. Today, I say we hear what we have to say. Today, it's the blank. Fill it in. Fill it in. Yeah.
I do this, man.
Who does
do
this? Who does this?
We do this.
You do this?
We do this. Let's do it.
I just finished an anime yesterday.
What anime was that?
It's called Monster.
Monster.
It's a thriller anime up there.
All right.
The pantheons of animes, allegedly.
Pantheon. Yeah. Wow.
So it was really good. I enjoyed it a lot. 74 episodes. It's on Netflix for all you Canadians out there. I would recommend it. It's not your average anime. It's not like, you know, those...
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, kinda... not fantasy-esque. This very much could be a real life.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh.
This very much could be
so it's
a
not
real
like,
life thing.
It's like, not
everything
like
is based off of real life.
Oh, okay. So it's not like extreme out of the ordinary.
No.
Okay.
Like everything could be related to real life. And I like gotta tell you, the thriller of the show is pretty phenomenal. Top tier. And the villain of the show, his name is Johan. You learn a lot about him. It takes place in Germany, the show.
Love it.
But they speak Japanese for some reason.
All right. Hey. Hey,
whatever, to each their own. Great show. I definitely recommend it. And you really learn the ins and outs of the you know, of what's going on in reality. You know what I mean? Just relating everything to real life, showing, you know, whether it be the love of a parent to just drama in general. And at the end of the day, you know what I mean? Death is the only certainty we have in life, and whenever you're faced with oblivion, life is absolutely meaningless.
Ooh, wow.
Young world, I am Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Welcome to another week.
Wow.
Another edition.
Jeez.
Another episode of The Blank with Carlos and Ryan.
On time this week.
Woo!
Not just like a random Thursday
nope.
or something like that.
Yeah. Be back to your regularly scheduled program, biatch. Thanks for having us. Ryan, do you want to say hi to the children?
Definitely. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday.
Definitely it's what, the third Thursday of the new year of 2024.
It's the third week. We're in our third week.
And it's funny because this episode is actually 133. 133 episodes. I can't believe we've like gotten that far, which is pretty nuts. But honestly, thank you for being here for another week, another episode.
A few more weeks, and we'll hit 150, and that's how many of the original Pokemon.
Oh yes, we're gonna have a Pokemon-esque episode on the 150.
So stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
How many are there now? Do you know?
I'll be Jigglypuff.
That's a unique choice. Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
Doesn't like Jigglypuff always come on like Jiggly?
Yeah, sings and it sings that. To you yeah. until you good. Fall asleep.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah, which like kind of accurate for you because that's what
and
you
then
do
you
to me
evolve into Bill Cosby.
All right, let's continue on. Oh my God. The Blank, a podcast, a comedy laughter. Oh my God. What the hell is this? Oh.
If they sleep in
this is me panicking right now.
J. Cole, if they sleep in then fuck them.
Oh my god.
If
they sleeping playing. On you, fuck them.
I'm just playing.
Oh boy. But yeah, say hi to the hi to the children.
But thank you for another week. You know, happy Friday if you happen to be listening on Friday, and happy weekday. We've had a cold Toronto.
Cold
Toronto.
The last couple of days, yes. Which has been nuts. It's actually pretty cold in our apartment today. So.
It's really chilly at my place as well.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. Like, you think like they'd be
It was
properly.
Minus 15 yesterday or Tuesday, and it's supposed to feel like minus 24.
Oh, today?
Yesterday.
Oh.
Or Tuesday. Okay, yeah. Either yesterday or Tuesday. Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, that is mental.
I think it was yesterday.
Oh, my yeah. God. That was miserable. That was absolutely insane. Oh,
I actually ended up walking from Bay and Dundas to the Real Sports Bar last night.
You're at the Real Sports Bar?
I went to the Real Sports Bar for the first time. I've never been there. That was my first time yesterday.
Is that the one near
It's right across from the Scotiabank. Yeah. So like Scotiabank, where the Raptors play, yeah. And then literally right across the street.
I've been there once. I think it was for work.
It's actually really nice.
Yeah, no, it's a beautiful very nice place. Spot. Yeah, absolutely.
Beautiful. Yeah. It was weird because when I got there, I went up to the front desk and they're like, I'm like, hey, I have friends that are up at the upstairs bar. And so she's like, oh, okay, take this. And she gave me like a little ticket.
Mm.
And then she's like, go upstairs and then make a left. And then I'm like, what the hell do I need a ticket for? Why don't you just tell me to go?
Yeah.
So I go and the guy's like, do you have your ticket? I'm like, that's weird. So I gave it to him. And he's like, okay, you can go ahead now. I was like, is this like a secret club or something like that?
Oh, dear.
It was
the Illuminati.
It was weird.
And
it
then you
packed.
Open the door and then they beat the shit out of
you. Yeah, I know.
Real sports.
They robbed you. Real sports.
Yeah.
And, do we stab them? No. Yeah, leave them be.
They beat me senselessly. And I will never go back to real sports. But the burger they gave me to leave was pretty good.
Yeah, not bad. So. All right. Well, I mean, that's one. That's at least you leave on a high note. That's all that matters. Real sports bar.
But it was nice. It kind of reminded me of like a Vegas bar, like with all the TVs, it's double floored, that kind of stuff. Yeah. It was really nice.
That's always nice.
We'd definitely go back. It's a little bit.
I'm sure it's pricey though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's right next to Scotiabank.
Yeah, my bill was like $100 itself.
And what, you only got water?
Yeah. Fresh water. It was sparkling fresh water, but still.
But yeah,
$100,
at the same time, not worth it. Yeah. Not worth it. It's far too cold for me, and I don't like it. It's ridiculous. I'm just hoping global warming kicks in anytime
now.
Yeah, I went there. I don't
give
a shit.
That's worse than my joke.
Well, I don't care. Do your job, Trudeau. You know what I'm saying? Making all that money for climate change and whatnot. Where's the cold? Where's the heat? We need heat. We need heat. Let's talk about recent events. But before we get into that, there's a recent event that doesn't apply to everything because no one really cares about this team. I'm talking about, obviously, the Colts. But let's talk about your CEO, what he's been up to.
I don't know what the hell that was. I couldn't even pronounce the drug. I don't even know what the drug it was. But he's literally our GM, owner of the team. Yeah. Like, crazy, just absolutely crazy. The weirdest fucking
and
thing ever.
Like, he's like at least in his 80s.
I don't know,
like 70s or 80s.
I would think like 70s, maybe late 60s or something like that.
Okay,
but
he looks old. It's he looks very old.
He looks old.
But anyways, yes, go ahead and please explain your CEO's.
See, I don't even know exactly what happened, but sometime in December he was like, I remember seeing the news. They were like, yeah, Jim Irsay.
Yeah.
At the hospital for something with his lungs or something like
right.
that. We're like, oh shit, hopefully he's okay.
Like
he's
elderly, sure.
Hopefully he's okay, this and that. He's the owner of our team, whatchamacallit. But then they sometimes release like additional information after these news posts come out. Mm. Our season ends. Then they finally come out and say what the hell was happening. They found him unconscious from some opioid drug that he was doing. And he's had supposedly
apparently
the needle
was in his arm when they found him.
Crazy. And supposedly he had like an addiction for like a long time. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, man, the owner of the Colts team is addicted to opioids.
So it kind of makes sense now, the trades that he's been making.
Absolutely nuts.
Well,
we haven't made the playoffs in quite a while, so
it kind of makes
it's not looking good.
Puts you through a drug bender, you know what I mean, leading a team like that.
It's not looking good.
Oh well. That goes to show you what type of person Ryan is. He only supports drug dealers and also and horrible teams. So that goes to show you guys, but I don't. Not my Bears. They would never. The CEO won't do me like that.
Wow,
he's a black man. You know,
is he?
He is.
Wow, it's amazing.
Woo!
Go Bears!
Burr!
Go Bears!
And other sports related news, NBA trades. Raptors trade specifically.
Man, that is like one. It's a hard one. It's a hard
one.
The end of an era.
Siakam's gone, y'all. We lost Siakam to Indiana. Chris Boucher is our only remnant of that
2019
fantastic 2019 team.
They actually won on my birthday.
Isn't that not wild?
June 13th.
Is that not
2019,
wild?
2019, they won on my birthday.
And we just came back from Dominican.
We came back from Dominican, yes. Yeah.
Crazy.
Sad, though, man. Yeah. You know, sad to see him go. It made sense on our end, and he's going to a good team.
They got some solid, I wouldn't say players, but I mean some solid. We got first-round picks.
Yeah. Well, he went to Indy, which is another thing. Mm. Indianapolis. So the Indiana Pacers, you know, it's the same sort of thing. Yeah. So I'm rooting for him still.
I'm not. Screw you.
I'm excited to see him. He's actually supposed to play tonight.
That's right.
So we'll see what happens with that.
I was on my way here. I was walking. I see the TVs and the bars, and I'm looking at all these players. I'm like, damn, I don't recognize anybody anymore.
It's sad, man.
Yeah, it's wow. You know, times are changing, bro.
So shout out to you, Pascal.
You got to move on, though. That's a lesson, guys. So if when times are, you know, when people get old, all right. People get old, and that's when they get old, you got to get rid of them. So all you fellas out there, if your chick is getting old on you, move on. Wow. Move on to the younger ones. You know what I'm saying? Ooh. Tinder is only one click away, y'all. Ooh. Swipe right to the younger chicks is all I got to say about that. That's my advice to you fellas out there. Ooh. When they're getting old, beat it. What do you mean you need a cane to walk now? Yo, let me go hop up to the nearest university to see what's up with you ladies.
Oh, God.
That's my advice.
It went from Pascal Siakam to swiping on younger women on Tinder.
Women, I'm just saying. Speaking of young women. Does she use a black can?
I have no idea.
It's okay. It's a between us. Anywho, speaking of young women. Did you hear the story about the Italian prime minister, what she went through?
I saw a headlining, but I don't know what happened at all.
So basically, the Italian prime minister is a female. I forget her name, but basically she was sitting down with her husband one day, and the husband, who I don't believe is in political office, is basically he's the first husband of the Italian of the Italian government, you know, and he's just chilling. He's like, hey, baby. Or, hey, baby, do you wish to have that threesome? A threesome. That's how he said it. Word verbatim.
Damn.
Yeah. And he suggested a threesome.
So he wanted a threesome.
Yes. With another female.
With another female.
Yes.
What if it was another male?
I think the reaction from her would be the same. They did break up. She did break up after that suggestion. But I think the reaction would still be the same.
You think like with political, like politics and like people in that sort of status, they would normally have some sort of like stray away from the actual problem. Like,
well,
you know, like other than like the Monica Lewinsky kind of stuff that came out, like I would find that most politicians would not want that kind of stuff out in the
hell
out about.
No. I disagree wholeheartedly. I think every you know, I only think she disagreed with all that because she's female. Every male and those politicians, no, they get freaky deaky with the deaky freaky deaky. You are the leader of the goddamn free world, and you mean to tell me that you ain't blowing some freaking university chicks back out in the goddamn Oval Office? Please. You think Trudeau ain't piping down females out in Carleton University right now?
He definitely is.
100%! He's single, though, so I mean, I guess he sort of gets a pass, but still, even when he was married, 100%!
Cheating left and right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Left and right.
You're a politician. These guys are all crooks. You guys rip us off for taxes. They probably raised the tax prices because he has to pay off all the goddamn hoes that he's retaining! And we're paying for this.
Makes me sick.
Damn sick.
Makes me sick.
This next election, y'all. Vote for who you want to vote for. I ain't going to tell you who to vote for because that's none of my business. But if you want to save this goddamn country, you know who to vote for. You know.
We'll see about that.
Mm. I tried gummies this week.
I came out of nowhere. What? What? Okay, so for those who don't know what we're talking about, there are marijuana gummies or THC gummies that you know, give you the same effects if you're smoking that herb,
that Zaza,
that herb dean,
yeah,
that green,
that marijuana, that Mary Jane, you know,
yeah,
you know that gas,
yeah, that.
You're running out of nicknames already?
In Cambodian, it's actually called kaja.
That's what we're calling it now. That kaja, baby. Yeah, that zaza kaja.
Yeah.
That zaza kaja.
That goddamn.
Woo! That ooey.
But okay, so where is this coming from? Why did you go to a dispensary?
I went to a dispensary.
Because we bought it legally.
Yeah.
Not illegally. Yeah, not illegally. Carlos bought it legally
from a dispensary.
Nothing illegal about that,
well, except for the fact that I stabbed the guy when he
and I robbed the damn
and
place.
I robbed the place after, but other than that, nothing illegal took place. But yeah, I don't know, I just walked into this, I just saw the dispensary and I'm just like, I wonder, because lately I haven't been very sleepy, I guess. Been having a few sleepless nights. And I'm just trying to, figure that out. So I'm just like, you know what? Let me see if these gummies work. Because I've heard stories of people passing out from gummies, right? So I get my first gummy on Tuesday. Get my first pack. I'm like, hey, can you help a brother out to figure out what's going to make me go to sleep? Now, I'm not talking about comatosis or anything. But I mean,
I got to wake up the next morning.
Yeah, I got to wake up. I got to work. All right? But I mean, something that'll, get me passed out. Yeah. All right? So where's the kaja at? So he goes through looking. The lady actually helped me out on the Tuesday. She goes through. She helps me out. Gets me a pack. It's grape flavored, I believe.
Grape
flavored gummies. A sour gummy.
Sour gummies. Right.
The purchase about like $10. Not bad. So I get my purchase.
How much did it come with?
It was only two gummies.
Two gummies, $10. That's not bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. It's like a big, pretty big gummy too. So yeah. It's not like small. So I go home. I'm at home. It's about like 9:00. I'm lying in bed, and I'm like, okay, let's do this. I rip up the top of the pack, take out the gummy, insert just one gummy.
Just one. I think two would have been.
I'm gonna get to that.
All right.
So okay, I try the one. And I'm laying down, and I'm watching Netflix, to pass the time to see if I feel anything. And I was about to go up to use the washroom. I'm like, all right, I don't feel anything. But then I feel everything go really slow.
And how much time has passed?
This is about an hour.
An hour. Okay, that's pretty quick.
So I'm like, oh, got me doing like a slow motion step up. I'm like, but no, I was, oh dear. Okay, I'm starting to feel it. I'm feeling my face. It feels like something's crushing in my face. I can feel the blood streaming in my face.
Well, okay. So before that, when was the last time you got high?
The last time I got high was...
It's got to be at least a couple years.
Like a few years.
Oh, wow. So it's been a while.
It's been a minute.
So Carlos isn't a frequent.
No, let's be clear. I ain't no kaja. Pothead, all right? I do not frequent the kaja as often as I should. All right? I just, I've only done it socially. Yeah. I haven't done it. This is my first experiment socially. Or privately. Sorry.
Yeah.
So
personal use.
Yes. So I'm feeling it. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm feeling this. But I lay down and I close my eyes. I'm seeing all these visions in my head. And it's just visions of just like, I had a weird, it was a weird dream. And you were in it.
Oh, wow.
So basically, you're like, Carlos, man, we got to go. I'm like, go where?
We're going to Remington.
Like, we
got to
go. So we're walking and we're outside. And while you and me are walking, I'm noticing shit on the street is getting like weird. A bus turns into like a giant rat. And then it transforms into a human bus. I'm like, how do you go from bus, a rat, and then to a humanoid transfer? What's going on here?
I'm really
like,
a horse.
It's getting real. Like, even humans are transforming at this point. Beyonce was doing like the stanky leg with like a bunch of these kids. Like, I'm visualizing some weird ish, and just I do not know what the meaning of this is.
Just out
meanwhile,
of
I'm talking to you the entire time. I'm like, yo, Ryan, are you seeing this shit? And he's just like, Carlos, man, can you please? We gotta go. What the? I don't know what's going on.
Carlos,
but
relax.
During this time, yeah, you're literally like, yo, relax. We just gotta go. But I'm witnessing legit Christ coming back to earth, and you're just like, we gotta go, we're gonna be late.
Absolute madness.
It's insane. But still, a few hours pass and I'm still not sleepy for some reason, but the dream, the whatever that was vivid as hell, because I've never had an intuitive dream like that in my life. Okay. It was insane.
You remember all of it
too. It was nuts. I a lot more happened, but I'm it's kind of fuzzy now. But so I wake up the next morning. I'm still tired. And I'm like, ah, shit. So I only have one gummy left. I'm like, no, one gummy's not going to be enough. I go back to the same place. And I'm like, get me another goddamn pack with two. They're like, here you go. Thank you. I go back home. Nightfall comes. I grab the gummy. Two this time. And I'm like,
this is number two.
These are number two. No, it's number two, but two gummies.
Wow.
Insert, let's do this.
Wow.
Watching Netflix for 1 hour, and then I feel it. My eyes are, oh, Blaze. Boy, I'm feeling good. That kajaw is hitting me real hard right now. Oh my god.
Two gummies.
So I go to my mirror to check if it is, and oh yes, I felt it. And I'm feeling it. I'm feeling nice. I'm feeling same, the blood flowing through my veins, but the dreams aren't as vivid this time around.
Surprisingly.
So because it knocked me the hell out.
Oh, you were out.
Oh, I was out.
Out.
So I knocked out, and then I wake up the next morning, this morning, and I feel energized. I feel good.
Wow.
I'm not.
You didn't wake up in the middle of the night?
No, wake
nothing
up
like that.
I'm free. I feel great. I feel good. Na 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 na. And like I knew I would.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So it actually worked. So
it
you,
worked.
So do you think you need two gummies
to
go forward?
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm a big boy.
It's expensive sleep.
I mean, but is it worth it in the end?
It is.
I mean, I need a peace of mind.
Hey.
And if it's two gummies, then so goddamn
deep. You got to get sleep.
Yes.
That's like one of the most important things.
You'll die without it. You'll literally die without it. So, you know what I'm saying?
I like it.
That's it. That's my lifestyle now.
So you got to enjoy the high for a bit?
Yes.
You get it for like an hour or two?
Yes, I enjoyed it. I avoided family to ensure that I didn't want them asking me questions.
Because
boy, I look like goddamn.
So what is the best thing about it other than the sleep part?
I think it's just a relaxation because you forget everything else.
Yeah.
You just focus on what's going on right now. Like there's no there's no voices in your head telling you that life is absolutely meaningless in front of oblivion.
Shout out to Monster on Netflix.
But at the same, you know, it's just, yeah, it's just relaxation, man. Just focusing on you. Not, there's no focus. Just you don't think. It's just,
yeah,
I'm relaxed. I'm calm, cool, and collect.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's me now. I'm calm, cool, and collected.
No, you're convincing me pretty well, man.
I mean, it was solid. It was solid. It wasn't like I'm not gonna lie. The first time I did it with the first gummy, I was giggly as hell. I was laughing at the shit that was not even funny. Don't ask me what I was laughing at because that's canceled.
That's another episode.
That's a whole thing. That's a lawsuit waiting to happen. Yeah. But the second day, which was yesterday, I did the two gummies. I was watching Monster, like those last episodes, and it's a thriller show, but usually it's not supposed to be scary. But when I was high, those last few episodes terrified me.
Scary.
I was horrified.
Heck.
Like there was like some moments I'm like, oh, there was one scene where the main character, his eyes were like this, staring, and I was matching him for some reason. For like 20 minutes, I was staring at the screen like,
oh my God.
And I'm like, why?
And for our audio listeners, Carlos is very wide-eyed.
I was wide-eyed, bro.
Looking at the screen.
It was
straight face.
Dude.
Tough.
Oh, boy. But yeah, that was great. But yeah, I got to say gummies are great.
Full advocate.
I pledge allegiance.
You pledge allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the Kajah, and I'm all set.
You sacrifice a lamb for it?
I'll stop doing heroin now. I don't know if I'll sacrifice a lamb for it. I'll stop doing heroin.
See, the sick thing about like gummies and like the whole marijuana like pushed when we legalized it in Canada.
Yeah.
For those of our international listeners, if we have any.
Korea.
It was such a crazy thing because like us growing up, you know, it was always illegal and like it wasn't easy. It was easy to get, but not as accessible as walking into your store nowadays and just buying it with your credit card or your
stores
cash
are
or something.
Everywhere, which and they're is everywhere. Nuts.
Oh, it's like every other, it's every like two stores.
Yeah. They're like convenience stores. They're like everywhere. Everywhere. And they have like strands on strands on strands. It's not like you're, you know, you're cheap, regular shit, right? But damn, it's nuts.
I think the thing like about it is that the more and more that it got legalized, I don't think that there was like an uptick of people using it, but I think that, like the normalization of it being okay and like being useful in certain circumstances, like, you know, imagine people that were having sleep trouble, maybe tried melatonin or any other sort of like, you know, tea or whatever it may be. And then now you have that solution for a guy like you. It's like perfect. It's like, why did I like sort of withhold this or why did I not go about this earlier in my lifetime? You know what I mean? And it's such a great thing overall. Yes, it can be abused. And yes, there are the bad sides to it. But like I wholeheartedly support it as well. I don't do it myself, but you know, I do remember the times of having a lot of fun being high and like being relaxed and, you know, just having a good time. Like you're just kind of not in the sober mind state, but you're still sort of enjoying certain things and you can still, you know, be serious if you need to be serious or you still need to do certain things. You can still do it. But it's just a great feeling. And I think that more and more people need to do it because it will probably make them feel a little bit better and not so stressed out during the day or at least something to look forward to when you're coming home at night. So, yeah, I'm an advocate. I fully support it. You know, maybe I'll go pick up some gummies myself and then, I'll get myself a Jigglypuff.
Get a Jigglypuff thing going. Can you imagine I walk in on you and you're like sitting down just blasting the Jigglypuff song?
I'm like,
you know what? Forget it. I'm sorry.
Watching old school Bill Cosby.
Just watching old school Bill Cosby playing the Jigglypuff song.
Oh, like, my
you know, we're
God.
Gonna keep you off the gummies for a while.
Yeah.
Lil Nas X is back.
Back as in what?
He has a new song out.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Oh, sick.
It's called J Christ.
J Christ.
Yeah.
And
Jay obviously being short for Jeffrey.
Jesus. Okay. All right.
And so the entire video, he is mocking. Is that the term of Christianity?
Okay.
Their famous stories. He's twerking as Jesus Christ in the video.
Wow.
He parades as Moses for a bit.
Wow.
Wow. I think he dunked on Jesus as well in the video.
That's actually good. I like that. That's actually very funny. That's actually a very funny like joke. Because you would only understand that if you played basketball at some point in time or if you watch basketball. Like the disrespect of dunking on somebody. You know what I mean? When's the last time you saw in a music video somebody dunking on somebody else? That should be like the diss. Like Nas, when he did Ether, should have had a video of him dunking on Jay-Z.
And that would have just added the nail to the coffin, yeah. Basically.
Exactly.
Wow. Just wow.
50 just Cent wow. On
Ja Rule.
On Ja.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
P. Diddy on Cassie.
Oh, dear.
I'm just playing. I'm
uh-oh.
Just playing.
But yeah, very interesting video.
Damn.
My take on it is find God.
Alrighty then. We'll have to look that up. I gotta look that
God.
Up.
God. You know who you are. I'm specifically talking to Lil Nas X. If you see this, find God.
I like Lil Nas X, man.
Well, he's a troll.
I like his style.
He's a troll.
He's dope.
He's very trollish.
Yeah.
He could use some Kajah and relax on the damn All right.
Oh, man.
And on that note, we'll be right back. We have more things to talk about after this commercial break, but we got bills to pay. So. Yeah.
If it's the commercial that I think we're putting up, it was a test. Nothing meant by that.
I love how you have to give context about what the hell they're about to witness.
You remind me of somebody I used to know. You tried to grease me, but this ain't Mykonos. Oh,
you are such a damn hoe.
Oh.
You give it up to everybody but me. When's my turn? I want sloppy seconds or sloppy hundreds, please.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, Deep. Testing, 1, 2, 3.
I took a gummy before I got here.
Sick.
And we're back. Okay, welcome to a new edition of The Blank then. With Carlos and Ryan.
We already did that part of the episode, Carlos.
You addicted to the gummies now? You a gummy bear?
Now, I see. God, I can't believe you did that. Right in front of me. No, I don't say I'm addicted. I enjoyed the sleep, though. So, we'll see. Maybe I'll do them every once in a while, just in case I want to sleep without the voices in my head telling me about reality. Ugh. That's all. UFC this weekend.
Is there?
In Toronto.
I had no idea.
It's in the six.
Okay, so it's a big deal then. Mm. Oh, there's going to be probably some cool parties and stuff like that. Oh, that's why.
What did you notice?
So I was at, I went to this ramen place on College with our marketing director on Tuesday.
Mm.
We sat, and this couple sits beside us. I think there were a couple at least. And then I hear this girl talking about UFC, like very, very like heavily. And she was talking, but she wasn't talking about like the way that like a fan would talk about it. She was talking about like the organization and like how, the event gets organized and all that kind of stuff. And then she was talking about how she's going to go to CBC tomorrow. So I'm assuming she probably works in like the staff that has the, as it's hosting the event or like working on the event and that kind of stuff. So I was really interested. I'm like, oh shit. I didn't want to bother them.
Yeah.
So I didn't really say anything afterwards, but I figured, oh, okay, so there must be some sort of UFC event going on. That makes sense that they're coming to Toronto. So that's actually big. I don't know. I'm going to say yes. She was absolutely stunning. Yeah.
All right.
That makes sense. It's always a big, it's always big for Toronto when events like that come out. Absolutely. You know what I mean? Yeah. Bars are going to make good money.
Sean Strickland's going to be here.
Is he fighting?
He is fighting. Wow. Main event. I don't know. I don't know if he's going to win it, though. The homie's fighting is a tough one. He's from South Africa.
South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
South Africa. There doesn't seem to be any animosity between them. I think it's because Sean Strickland threatened to stab him.
Okay, but then.
They seem to be cool now. Cool now. See? That's all that matters.
Sean Strickland is
he's pretty unhinged.
Psychopath. He's so funny, though.
I mean, he's has his fair share of funny moments.
Should we be laughing at his mental illness?
He seems to be okay with it.
Yeah.
So,
UFC's going to portray him, give him some money in his pocket.
I'm just saying, 'tis the season, you know? Yeah. Just go ahead, pal. Do what you got to do. And
we actually got a whole bunch of Bell Let's Talk stuff at work the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
When is that happening?
I have no idea. This month? I have no idea, I'll be honest with you.
Bell Let's Talk.
But it was all that, speaking of mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
Or on the topic of...
We talked about how Bell Let's Talk is absolute bullshit, right? Yeah.
5 cents a
just
text.
Just saying.
But
just saying, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
UFC, that's pretty big. You know, a lot of... Didn't you go to the Toronto UFC one year?
I didn't.
No,
not
you
the
didn't.
Toronto one. I only went to the Buffalo one.
Buffalo.
That was who fought that card? It was Cormier versus Ngannou.
Is it worth it to go to these UFC events?
Absolutely. They're fun, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, they're a good time. No, UFC events are always a great time. I mean, depends on the fight card too. Like these next two, not this one coming up. I'm not really a fan of this card, to be honest, but the ones after are looking pretty stacked. So I'm excited for those. But UFC is always a good time. You know what I mean? Even when you watch it at a bar with friends. It's always a good time.
Yeah.
It was a great time. It was a good time. I have a story for you.
A story. Story time with Carlos.
Not about me.
Story time with Carlos.
Now, this is a true story as to what happened, I think, over the weekend.
This weekend.
Yeah.
This past weekend.
So, a guy is driving in a Jeep on the road.
All right.
I believe this took place in Florida. He's driving along the road.
Oh, no.
At night.
Oh, God. In Florida?
In Florida.
The worst two things.
Yeah it's a nightmare waiting to happen, because you never know in Florida,
you
can drive on the road and a naked dude with for some reason holding an antler's head will come onto the road,
exactly,
and you have no idea what to do.
So
the guy's driving and I guess an animal came onto the road and he avoids it. And he's trying to control the car and control. And the car spins out of control. It flips.
Damn. Scary.
It's horrible. It's awful. So.
Is the person okay?
The person is fine.
Okay.
So that's good. The guy's in the car and he's flipped upside down. And as he's sitting there, he hears a voice.
A voice?
A voice from outside the car.
Okay.
And the person that's outside the car reaches his hand in and he goes, "Hey, brother, let me get you out of their car, brother." And the guy recognizes this voice.
Okay, I got it.
The guy recognizes the voice. He looks up. And who else does he see than the real American himself, Hulk Hogan?
Crazy.
Hulk Hogan.
Crazy.
Hulk.
What a Hogan. What a coincidence.
What are the chances?
Yeah. What a story.
What is that not insane?
What a story.
Can you imagine?
That's a story that
upside down.
Yeah. That's a story that
would happen. And you hear a recognizable voice. You're like, "Oh my God, I'm going to die. Are you Hulk Hogan?"
"Yes, I am, brother."
Yeah, I am, brother. "What you gonna do, brother, while you unplug that goddamn seatbelt, get you out of the car, and while I use my 40-inch pythons to rip you out of the vehicle?" Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
I love it.
What are the chances?
I love it.
Now,
that's a story for a lifetime.
Absolutely. He's going to remember that for literally the rest of his life.
Grandkids.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And then when his grandkids ask, "Who is the hell is Hulk Hogan?" He can disown them. You are no longer family.
At that point, I think I'd go buy all the Hulk Hogan merch I could find.
I at least owe him that much.
Yeah, I owe him that 100%. I'd buy all his stuff.
Can you imagine you were driving on the highway, your car accident, you get into an accident, you look up, and all of a sudden it's Mike Tyson trying to help you out?
I would be very tempted to be like, "Save me. Please save me. Don't eat my children, Mike."
"Don't eat my children, Mike."
I'm just kidding, Mike. If you ever listen to this,
I'm such a huge fan. Mike, don't leave. Yeah. The car's on. I screwed that up.
I deserve this.
I deserve this. There we go. It's like, "Here, let me give you a hand." And then you just start giggling. You're like, "Oh,
stop
it." Yeah. "Here, let me get you out of the car. Let me get you out of the car, please. Let me help you get out of the car." Don't talk to me like that.
The most classic Mike Tyson thing that I can think of ever is the CP24 guy.
Oh boy,
that was like the best that took place.
That's a Canadian heritage moment.
Literally, if we had like a '90s commercial and those heritage moments,
that would stand.
That would be. Hands
Mike
down.
Was gonna kill that guy. Oh my God! Like, why would you do that?
He's like, "You a piece of shit.
You a piece of shit. You on live TV.
You a piece of shit.
Like, yeah, you a fucking piece of shit."
Like Canadian like, live TV.
Oh my God, which is a no-no. Yeah. You don't do that.
Yeah, no.
And Mike, the guy was asking. The guy said, he was asking about his history. He got arrested for rape, apparently. Meanwhile, he's not even there for that. He was only talking about a restaurant that his friend was opening.
Such a jerk.
Like, dude.
Such a jerk.
Like, learn how to have a conversation.
Weirdo.
Like, can you imagine, you know, someone is asking you about your day. It's like, hey, man, so I heard about those gun charges, huh? I mean, that's literally insane. Like, you're like, but hold on.
I'm hearing about your divorce.
No.
I heard you lost
Iron
your job.
Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
His name is Iron Mike Tyson. You ask him dumbass questions like that, and the guy has the nerve to be like, oh, Mike, you can't talk like that on the day. No. You want to talk about a topic that I don't want to talk about? I'm going to talk about however I want to talk.
Yeah. That guy's a dick.
Absolutely. He's still on TV.
I think on like CTV. I think he's like CTV now. Yeah. I'm pretty sure I've seen him around.
Yeah, well, he knows better. Now he wants nothing to do with celebrities.
Crazy.
Come on. Do better. Be better. Yeah. Walmart. Unbelievable. But yes, Hulk Hogan saving you is...
I love that. That's like the best story ever.
That is insane in the brain.
Unfortunately, that had to happen in Florida. Is there a
celebrity you think you'd say no to? No to helping you out of the car? You'd be like, no, I'm good. I'll figure this out myself.
I'm gonna roll out of here. Yeah, don't worry about it. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
For me. Who would it be for me? Millie Bobby Brown.
Millie Bobby Brown.
The chick from Stranger Things.
Why? Why is that?
I mean, it's just like, look at me and look at you. You're puny. Like, hit the gym first and then come back to me. Like, how much do you bench?
She could save you, man.
No. I'm good.
She can save
She's not using her psychic powers like she does in the show. No. I'm going to die there if she even comes. Like, please, let me help you. Like, no. Stand there. Watch a real man at work.
Damn.
Machismo.
Damn.
You're out. You're like, no. Done. You know how old we are now? You know the S24? The Samsung S24 is now a thing.
Yes.
S24. Do you even remember when it was just the S, like, 7? Like, S5? Yeah. The
S6? I remember, like, the S3. And, like, the
is that not insane? Yeah.
It's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy.
What is going on?
But has it been 20-something years?
Yeah.
Since, like, the S line started?
Yeah, man.
Wow. That's crazy. Damn.
We're old, bro.
You know what? I actually watched a review on the S24 today, funny. And I don't want to get too much into like the whole tech stuff.
But I'm going to anyway, so here it is.
it's crazy because the design of the S24, and I like to like look up that kind of stuff. Like, I'm a big, not like a big techie, but I enjoy
you like to
looking
dabble.
At that
you're
kind of
a
stuff.
Bandwagoner for the tech. Phones.
But it looks exactly like an iPhone.
Yeah, I noticed this. I noticed this a lot.
Like the sides, if you put it right beside an iPhone on a table and you have it side by side, it's like you wouldn't be able to tell if you turn. You'd have to turn the screen on,
yeah,
or you'd have to look at the cameras in that sense. But if they're both laying flat, like flat on the table with the screen up,
iPhone
that could be easily be an
well,
iPhone.
Well, here's the deal, man. iPhone's been the monster of a phone for like,
yeah, they're beasting
over still. I believe over 20 years now.
Beasting still,
it's insane.
Yeah,
so I mean, like. When you're the best, like what do you do? You got you. If you can't beat them, you know, yeah. Join them or emulate them. You know,
it's crazy because there's been like so many different phone companies, and they all sort of like mimic, or like they take the whole Google route, go with Android, and then there's the whole Android versus Apple sort of debate and conversation. But like no companies come out, at least on from what I feel, and try to make their own. Like iOS or like
yes,
their own sort of operating
software,
their
yes.
own software in that sense.
To
other than like
compete.
Windows back in the day,
yes.
You know, when Windows
and
had theirs,
it didn't really work.
BlackBerry kind of
had
theirs.
A Windows phone. It was actually not a bad phone. Yeah. It was Samsung too, mind you. It was actually not bad. It's just I guess the iOS was just the top tier at the time. It's hard to compete with that. And I know because I was watching Have you seen the BlackBerry movie, by the way?
You know what's funny? So I was watching part of it on the plane. I took a plane recently somewhere.
And you don't remember?
I don't remember where I was going on the plane.
That's very concerning.
Was it Atlanta?
I think that's the most recent trip you...
Maybe it was a recent trip I did, Atlanta? Yeah, I think I was watching it on the plane to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to finish it for whatever reason. But... It was the first half of it was really good.
It's a good movie. It's actually a really good movie. I know CBC actually turned it into a show.
Oh, really?
Like they took the movie and they split it up in parts.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's like, I think it's like 3 or 4 parts. But okay. Now with the show, the difference is that with the show, they actually added like extra scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how, but yeah, it's on CBC Gem. It's free too. So I definitely do recommend it. I enjoyed the film.
Yep.
A lot. I thought it was great. And yep. It's Canada, man. What can you do?
Blackberry
is
like one of the most historic Canadian.
It was
companies.
The phone. It was the best phone before an iPhone.
Yeah.
It was the phone.
Yeah. Like all around the world.
Yeah. No, it was like the best phone over like everyone was using a Blackberry. Sorry.
And to BBM, see like the growth of like that company grow into what it is and you know what it was at that point in time and then you know they're not doing phone stuff anymore and,
right
but it was crazy, so definitely go check that out.
It really goes to show you, because I remember the scene in the movie, in the Blackberry movie, when they actually at the head office, they're actually watching the announcement of the iPhone at the Blackberry office and they're like, all right, everyone get back to work, this is nothing. And then years pass and iPhone's dominating.
Whoa,
they're like,
the fuck.
Yeah. Up. And then they're just like who was it? I think it was Bell. They had a meeting with BlackBerry. They're like, how are you going to compete with the iPhone? Because like they're taking over right now.
Well, honestly, like when the first iPhone came out, that was like the most innovative thing that happened to technology.
Even the iPod Touch was insane.
Yeah, absolutely nuts.
Yeah, no, it was a legit game changer.
Well, like all of the iPods and all that kind of stuff was nuts. Like you could hold all your music, you know, very simple interface.
A lot of it wasn't just like
first handheld device that can hold gigabytes worth of data.
Yes.
Into this thing that
video.
You can listen to video.
Yeah.
Like I remember back in grade 8 looking at one of those things for the first time and being like, "Holy crap, like how innovative. This is nuts." You know what I mean? And then like good on iPhone for doing it, you know, changing the game in that sense. And they're bearing the fruit now, eating the fruit now. Yeah,
they've been the best for.
Fans of iPhone.
If you guys get to know us, you'll know that we ain't gonna conform to no iPhone.
We're
all right,
Pixel fans.
We're Android till we die, baby.
But,
all right,
it doesn't
Android
mean I can't,
till the death of me.
I can't, give them their flowers when they
absolutely
they deserve it.
Hey, we have sportsmanship. We have good sportsmanship.
Yeah.
That's all. Oh, let's go back to sports a little bit. Who you got for football? NFL. Who do you think is going to the Super Bowl?
I'm going with the Bills, man.
Whoa, Bills. Josh Allen and the boys.
I'm going with the Bills.
You want Stephon Diggs and them to make it to the Super Bowl?
I'm going with the Diggs.
Yeah, eh?
With the Bills.
Okay. Okay.
And the Allens.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Well, just because like the Bills are so close to Toronto.
Yeah.
I feel like for any person that's trying to get into football, and if you're, you know, somewhat of a Toronto homer, you have to be.
You
a
have
Bills
to
fan.
Go to yeah. I
you got
to
be a Bills.
The Bills, the Buffalo is the closest stadium, I guess.
And then we had like I actually was talking to somebody recently that knows sort of the story of why the Bills were playing in Toronto for so many years, and he was telling me like the owner of the Bills and the owner of the Rogers Center at the time was like, man, we can make so much money on this. Like, we should bring the Bills up to Toronto and play a couple of games. So then for a certain amount of years, they pretty much, like, brought the Bills up to play against random teams. Or they'd play against a CFL team if they couldn't get an actual NFL game in Toronto.
Right.
And they would gouge the tickets. Like, they would put them a stupid amount. But the thing about they knew Canadians were going to pay it because we didn't have our own NFL team.
Right.
The Bills during those years weren't good. At all.
No, I actually remember watching those commercials. I mean, like, they're playing here. And the team that they played against were never, like...
Yeah, it was never... It was, like, a Detroit game or, like, one of the lower, like, you know, seeded teams that didn't do too well. But that was, like, hearing the history of it was really cool. But, like, that's what gained, like, such a Toronto fan base and why a lot of Torontonians are big Bills fans in that sense. So, like, I would run with the Bills, you know, if I wasn't a Colts fan. I'm just one of those things. So yeah, I'm rooting for the Bills, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
you?
Who am I? God, I don't care. So long as the Cowboys are out, I am happy.
That is true.
How about them boys, huh?
Yeah.
Suck it, Dallas.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Like, you know, being a football fan, I'm extremely happy that the Cowboys got knocked out.
Yep.
They had a disgusting.
If you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, you are the worst kind of human being. I wish nothing but absolute sorrow and misery for your life. And you suck.
I do feel bad for Philly fans, but I'm glad they're out as well.
Is that right?
Yep. They choked.
I'm bummed out about that because I had made a bet that I'm not a Philly fan in any stretch. Honestly, I think anyone who likes them also are terrible people, miserable, like horrible people. Of the bald quality of the sense. Yeah, if you are a Philly fan, you're a bald, miserable, horrible person, and you know who you are listening to this. All right. Damn.
Carlos
that's
came
all.
Into the second half of this episode.
I'm choosing violence this episode. I need me a gum. I need my fix, man. And I haven't had a gummy in a very long time. I need my fix. But yes, I was sad about the Philly loss because I'd bet that a certain someone who is a fan of Philly, they had their doubts that they were going to make it to the Super Bowl. And I said, dude, they are absolutely more than qualified to make it to the Super Bowl. They are a solid team, and they had a pretty decent record this season. And I'd bet the person that if they did make it to the Super Bowl, that I would be getting free Long Island iced teas for the rest of the year. And I did not want to miss out on an offer like that. So I immediately took up on it. I didn't watch the game because I didn't want to get too stressed out. And luckily, I did not watch it. I saw the score at the end. And not only did they lose, but Jason Kelce apparently retired. So that certain fan must be going through a really tough time this past week. My heart goes out to you, pal, and feel better. Die, Eagles, die on the road to misery.
I don't know.
But yeah, I don't know who I want to win the Super Bowl this year. I just want to see a good game as well.
I'm excited for Usher.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah. Usher, that's going to be a
halftime. If I'm betting, I'm going to say this now. If I'm going to bet money on what song he's going to perform first, you don't have to call.
Ooh, really?
I think he's going to play that one first. I'm going to play, if FanDuel has something on it of what song he's going to play, I'm saying you don't have to call. I'm calling it. First?
You know what? I'm going to do like a really quick intro. I'm going to guess Nice and Slow.
Woo!
Yeah. I think he's going to come out with Nice and Slow, like maybe like the first 10 seconds of it, and then he's going to go into
something else. Okay. Yeah. That's not bad. That's not a bad pick.
I'm going with that one.
Because I don't know. I wanted to say Confessions Part 2 because of the whole meme that came out of it, but I don't think he's going to start off with that.
Well, you know what? With the Rolling Stones just putting that song out, it wouldn't be a bad idea if he did that song.
Like first?
Because for a lot of people...
Don't get me wrong. He's performing that song 100%. Yeah. It's just a matter of it's going first.
For like the R&B Rolling Stones list that came out that we were talking about.
Did you review that?
Not yet, unfortunately. Oh my God. Hopefully next episode. But if that comes out, he does that song... I definitely think he'll gain some sort of fans in that sense. You know, that maybe haven't listened to Usher. Everyone, I feel like a lot of people know Usher. It's pretty rare that you live in today's society.
Who doesn't know Usher?
Unless you're
even
like,
if you don't know a single song from Usher, who doesn't know
you'll
Usher?
You probably see his face.
Absolutely.
Like,
know Usher.
I think that will gain like a decent amount of fan base if he does Confessions Part 2 because of the Rolling Stones type, because of that meme. So we'll see.
We'll see.
I'm going with Nice and Slow.
Okay. All right. Well, you heard it here, folks. Place your bets as to what song he's going. Apparently, the person who won the Rihanna bet, somebody bet that she was going to do that song first. That person wants some nice dough.
Really? There's always some fun bets and all that kind of stuff around the Super Bowl. Like last year, for those who aren't on FanDuel, FanDuel actually happened to sponsor a field goal kick.
They're doing it this year
for
again,
Gronk.
Too.
Yeah, and they're doing it this year as well. I bet that he was going to make it. He didn't. That bum.
That goof. You absolute goof.
And this year, I'm going to put money that
you
will
make
it.
If he...
I have no idea. It wasn't much. It was like one of those fun bets.
Yeah, that's right.
It was like if you put $5 down, you probably win $7 or something like that. So it wasn't anything crazy.
Nothing for that, I imagine.
But, no, I'm going to bet that you make it again this year, Gronk. So I'm rooting for you.
Don't disappoint, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had literally a year to make up for that absolute goofball of a...
So we'll see.
Yeah. And it's during Valentine's weekend.
Ooh, I don't believe in Valentine's.
That's a banger of a song.
Wally's a god.
Oh my god.
I don't believe in Valentine's. What is it? Is it the 14th?
Valentine's the 14th, but Super Bowl is on the 11th.
The 11th. Okay. Yeah. I like it. I like it a lot. February's going to be a packed month.
I mean, yeah.
Why, some good stuff. There's going to be some good stuff in February.
Like what?
He's got some good
NBA stuff. All-Star Weekend.
NBA All-Star Weekend as well.
That's right. Super Bowl. Yeah.
But we'll see.
We shall see. We gonna see. Man, if only the Bears made it. We're gonna wet. Look at me. Before I die, I will witness the Bears go to the Super Bowl. I'm calling it.
Damn.
Watch it.
Damn.
They're going to do it, boys. We them boys. Let's go Bears.
Damn.
Bears. I'm calling it now.
Damn.
Why don't you do it? Maybe call it up to the U.
No, we're not winning. No. Oh. Not in my lifetime. That's for sure.
Oh, no. Well, with that crackhead of I'm a gonna CEO.
opioid ass.
You freaking bum.
Honestly, we're not winning.
You should be making good trades instead of goddamn doing goddamn heroin.
Honestly, man. All of my money that I've ever bought. I've bought merchandise directly from the NFL store, which would give profit or revenue to the Colts for buying jerseys from them.
So you're just adding to his drug.
I'm giving in to his drug addiction. Yeah. And we're not going to win.
All right. Definitely well, not. You heard it here, that's folks. That is one of the saddest supporters I've ever heard, but it's fine.
Tired of being heartbroken.
Yeah. Well, I can see that now.
It plays in the whole Valentine.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So, you know, York Region came out with a list of the top five most wanted auto theft stealers in York Region.
Like
the people.
Individuals. Really?
Yeah.
How the hell do they even have that?
I guess they have a history of stealing. But yeah, they came out. I think it was like one female was on there and the rest were male. And two of them were Nigerian.
Oh, wow.
So suck on that. And then, you know, we're going to end on that note because you know what?
They got good jollof, though.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
It's not as good.
Do not start. Do not start. Do not start. Right. We're going to end this on a good note, not a bad note. Okay?
I like
You know how I feel about that topic.
I like it.
All right. And just for that comment, I hope you fuckers get found, and I hope they give you the goddamn chair. And on that note, thank you for joining us this week. And tune in next week where we'll also be up to shenanigans. And who knows? We'll talk about stuff. Because that's what the blank is. We try to solve the world's problems one puzzle at a time. All right? And on that note, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ryan.
And this is The Blank with Carlos and Ryan. Don't forget to like and subscribe on YouTube. Watch us on YouTube anytime. We have videos on videos. We're on 133 right now.
Yeah.
All right? And we're available wherever podcasts
are available.
All right? So give us a chance. And don't forget, as always, y'all, fill it in.
Fill it in, everybody.
Fill it in. You remember that.
Peace, everybody.
Ghanaian jollof is the greatest thing in mankind history. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Wow.